Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to ClickFunnels Radio. You are going to just die about how excited I am to have Sarah Petty on the show. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So for those of you guys who don't know Sarah, the first thing you need to do is you have to, first of all, you want to listen to this. But in addition to that, you're going to want to come to Photo Hacking Live and actually meet her. She's actually speaking live from our stage. Sarah has had this crazy stuff she's been doing in a niche that most people would really not even think you could even make the kind of money that they're making. But most importantly, literally helping 9,000 photographers around the world, 9 countries. And I think the part I'm most excited about, though, is when you start and you take a look at what she's been able to do, she's literally changing people's lives. And I think that's what matters the most. It's the true impact that you as an entrepreneur have. And it's things that people are like, oh, that would never work for me. My audience isn't that way. My audience is too broke. It's all those types of things. We're going to dive through a whole bunch of things. If you haven't been able to find out all the stuff that she's doing, she's got a book out there already, worth every penny, New York Times bestseller. Where do you want to send them to buy their book?
They can get it anywhere, Amazon, wherever.
Perfect. So go check out Worth Every Penny. But with that, Sarah, I can talk for years and years and days about you. I think the most exciting thing is actually having you here. And that, I want people to connect to you because I'm sure they're going to die to actually spend more time with you. So let's dive in if you're okay with that.
That'd be great.
Awesome. Well, let's talk about what you're doing. And again, you've got a challenge going right now. You've got 3 kids. Volleyball players, everything, athletes all over the place. Youngest is heading to Florida. Anyways, whole bunch of stuff. I think the part that's most exciting right now, though, is I take a look. Obviously, you're a 2 Comic Club Award winner. You've been a part of our inner circle for years. I think the part I love, though, is to see how you really help people and how you really help them build and scale their businesses when most people think they can't afford it. So I'd love you to kind of just dive into what you got going on right now.
Yeah, my passion is helping photographers make money so they can put their family first. And my dad was an entrepreneur and my mom was a stay-at-home mom. And they were at everything for me. They were at every volleyball tournament I played in college and they would be there. And they're like the only parent there. And then my brother had his first daughter and I would go, first grandkid, right? We're all excited. We go to her performance in preschool and there's like 2 grandparents and 2 parents there. And it just broke my heart that parents couldn't have the freedom and flexibility to go to all these things. And so that was my passion. And so I was a marketing director in an ad agency. I was not a photographer. I got pregnant with twins and I ended up having 3 kids in 2.5 years, which was a little crazy. And I didn't go back to the ad agency. I'd been doing photography as a hobby. But even I had an MBA, I'd worked as a marketing director, but still nobody taught me how to run a profitable business, right? Pricing and selling and all those things. And so I was kind of in that price race to the bottom, like everybody is now with digital files, whereas giving people the proofs and I was making $75. And I thought, okay, I've traded a 9-to-5, you know, traded a 9-to-5 for a 24/7. I was working all the time. And I realized, I've got to figure this out. So I dug in, you know, and made a mistake, fixed it, made a mistake, fixed it, and then got it systematized and started speaking at photography conferences. And people are like, how did you do it? How did you do it? And again, then I saw myself in these people. They just want to be home with their kids. A lot of them were lifestyle decisions where they weren't trying to even get to 6 figures. I wanted that money and I was able to replace my ad agency job with it. But some people just want a couple $1,000 a month, right? To pay for private school or to pay for, you know, a family vacation or fix the van that's not working. And, but also be able to be that hands-on parent. And so we started selling sort of study at home products, right? I created a marketing course, then I created a selling course and a pricing course. And I kept watching people and they were great. Everything was $1,000 or less. We sold them via webinar. We were making good money. We'd gotten to 6 figures, but, or 7 figures, I'm sorry, at Joy of Marketing, right? Teaching photographers. Yeah, definitely 6 figures in the photography business, multiple 6 figures, but we wanted 7 figures in our, you know, in that teaching part. And I saw people getting stuck because they didn't have that feedback loop. They did. They were saying, oh yeah, I see how to do it, but I can't do that because, and you know, we were stuck in growth. They were stuck in growth. And this is really what I'm going to be talking about funnel hacking live. I told myself, you know, they can't, we came into the inner circle really with Russell. And we're like, okay, we put this wall up. We tried the coaching thing 10 years ago with a small group and somebody told us it doesn't work. Right. So we put this wall up with our customers and we just sold low ticket. We came in, we're like, Russell, we want to scale, but we don't want to talk to anybody. we want to just sell these products, right? Because it's everything they need to know. We put it all in there. It's amazing. It does work. And then, you know, we're watching him build this community and realizing we're stuck because our students are stuck.
Yeah.
And you know, all that head trash around, well, they can't pay for a high ticket coaching program, which is what they need, which is what we did. And they can't leave home. They have little kids. They can't leave home and come to an event, which is what I've been doing all these years with three little kids at home. Now my kids are going to college, but that's what I was doing. And so just being a part of this community and watching Russell build this, you know, maniacal group of funnel hackers, right? We come to Boise and we take how many connecting flights?
I appreciate it.
Well worth it. Well worth it. But you know that people love Russell and this community. Absolutely. And everything happening when we have to go through random little cities, places. But we started watching people just thrive and seeing how people need this community, right? It's the community. It's when I got here, we'd been in other mentorships and different programs and always thought like, God, well, this is great. Or maybe the mentor is great, but these aren't our people. These people don't have real businesses or they just want to, you know, have a social group. And we're like, we want to make money. We want to be around people who are ahead of us. And that's what's cool is we're usually, when we come into the inner circle, you know, we're one of the smaller fish in the room. But what you see is that, you know, I think everybody has the same problems, just bigger, a bigger set of the same problems, right? We're all hiring, we're all making payroll, we're all having a funnel break or a, you know, we did a webinar a couple of weeks ago and, you know, gave my heart and soul out for 2 hours and then the link didn't work. No one's calendar was getting booked, people were trickling off and I'm like, no.
People think that never works for you guys.
You know, you test it, and still one little thing goes wrong. And so it's so important to have that community of people who are like, oh yeah, I've done that. And that happened to me too.
I think the part I love as you take a look at all the things that you guys have gone through to build your business. And again, it's the joy of marketing for photographers. And I look at just the impact that you've had on so many people. I think you have a challenge going right now. And where photographers are like, you don't understand what my business is really like. And I think so many people who are listening to this podcast who are either going in the agency or working in their business and are going, you know what? It's just different. And I think what I love about having you on this podcast right now, Sarah, is you deal with an audience that most people go, oh, they are different. They're not like most people. And so I'm really kind of curious what are the messaging? What are the things you're talking to them about in a way they're like, you know what? I want to listen more to Sarah. I want to listen to more of Joy of Marketing. I want to know, can I really get to where she's at? And if so, how can I do it?
Yeah, it's interesting. We have a challenge right now. I think we have over 7,000 photographers in it. So we teach portrait photographers specifically. So
okay, wait a second. These people go, did she say 7,000?
7,000, yes. 7,000 people. Facebook. I mean, our people are on Facebook, right?
Crazy.
And we, you know, we have warm people. We have cold people. We are always looking for new people in the challenge, right? That's how we sample to them. And most people, and even when I worked at that ad agency, every single client that comes in has the same problem that they think, right? What is it? I just need more customers. That's all I need. I just need more customers. And we've learned that with the challenge, they don't want to get out of their own way. They don't want to know what they're doing. They just want more customers.
Right.
And so they want the tactics. They want to know how to do that. And so we're able to bring them in to talk about that. And then we have to say, hey, you think this is your problem? But first off, that's not quite your problem yet. You don't have a foundation. You're giving digital files for $200. that's the model we're taking them out of, that vehicle, that broken vehicle. They're given $200 CDs. And that's super competitive because most business owners compete with cheap. There's someone doing it cheaper. As photographers, we compete with free because everybody has a digital camera. So you're never going to be cheaper. You can be $175 or $150 or $135 and someone else is going to do it for free. Right. And so you're never going to win that price race to the bottom. And we all know that. But in our industry, there's no barrier to entry. So everybody's a photographer, which can be good because there's always new people, but also so much competition. So we take them out of that shoot and burn model for $200 for a CD and teach them how to change their business so that they're selling big, beautiful artwork to their clients, right? To decorate their homes for thousands of dollars. So when you go from making $200 for that work versus $2,000, $10,000, I'm in a cornfield in Illinois, and it's not uncommon for us to have multiple thousands of dollars of orders, right? That's how you get your life back. That's how you put your family first. But it's not by getting you more customers who want to pay $200. It's about changing your model, right? You're going from fast food to a sit-down restaurant. So now we have to figure out what our ingredients are, what we're going to price them at, what products are we going to sell? We're not selling the digital file ingredients for people to go home and cook their own anymore. So there's a lot of education. That's why I love the challenge model. We've been doing challenges, free challenges for probably 4 years. We do them 3 to 4 times a year. And they're amazing because it allows us, it's sort of like a sideways webinar, where every day we overcome, you know, we're overcoming the vehicle objection first, digital files. That is the vehicle objection. You're never, ever going to be able to scale your business as long as you're selling digital files. And then we go to the internal, right? I'm not good enough. My photography is not good enough. I'm not a good enough marketer. I don't know anybody who has money. Nobody in my market, like all the head trash that we all tell ourselves. We cover that on day two. And then on day three, we talk about time. I had 3 kids at home. I'm overwhelmed. I don't have the systems, right? We cover that. We go into money, false beliefs, and we overcome those. In fact, I'm going to be talking about that at Go Boutique, or if you're not, Funnel Hacking Live, Go Boutique Live is our event that we had. But I'll be talking about that, right? So every day in that hour, I'm able to overcome these false objections and really get them focused on the belief that they can do this. And of course, we show all these other students who are doing it, who don't have the support of their spouse, or they're a single parent, or they're in a lot of debt. We had one gal who joined us right in the pandemic. She had to give back $25,000 of bar mitzvah money. Her husband left her. They couldn't, she was in New Jersey. They were closed down in a state, right, where she couldn't pay her mortgage. Her house was going to get repossessed. She borrowed the money for our class and made $45,000 in like 8 weeks, something crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And so we're able to show how other people are doing it, right? And I think that's what's so important about the challenge and about doing events, which is why I'm so excited to be talking about that at Funnel Hacking Live. Because I was that person, like, I'm never having an event. I'm not doing high ticket coaching. I'm just never doing that. And then I started looking at watching Russell and I thought, I'm not even serving my community. They need to come together. They need to be together. So we had our first event in January or February of 2020, right after Funnel Hacking Live.
Oh my gosh.
And then the world shut down. First high ticket offer, first coaching group, right? And then the world shuts down and we had to go in. I just told everybody, look at me, get off the news, listen to my voice. You can do this. We can do this. And this year we give awards, like kind of like the Two Comma Club, but they're smaller awards for like reaching 1,000, 10,000. We added up those 300 photographers, what they had just qualified for in awards, and it was $2.9 million. Portrait photographers, little moms with cameras.
So you had 300 people attend, go to your coaching program?
No, 300 people came to our event.
Oh, got it.
53 of them went on to our coaching program. But of the 300 who came to that event,
crazy,
they did $2.9 million. So people who are listening, the reason I'm so passionate about sharing this is because I was the one saying, my audience is broker than yours, right? Like, but you're making all those sales, but your audience has all this money, right? And mine are in debt and they're broken. They're not making all this money. That was the head trash that I had. And Andy Grace actually called me out on it. We were at an event together and I was like, Annie, your events are amazing. I want to do an event so bad, but our audience, they're broke. She's like, Sarah Petty, that is head coach. Because you're teaching people to make money. I'm teaching them to stop drinking. Like, you have a way better offer, right? I mean, her offer is great, but like when you're teaching them ROI.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And so I was like, really? Tell me more. Tell me more. And that's, again, what I love about this community. Obviously, it's Russell, but it's the people that you're sitting next to day after day that come to these events that are helping you get out of your own way. It's helped me tremendously.
You know, Sarah, I just love seeing your face and just seeing how light, I mean, just light up. You were talking about this idea just as far as having impact, and you just do. And you know that you're truly changing people's lives. Where, again, you talked about at the very beginning when you first got started, it's like, I'm like working 24 hours a day. I'm making no money. I had this crazy, you know, assuming six-figure company or business when I was working as a marketing company, and now I'm not. And you do, you go through all those crazy head trash. You're like, man, do I give up on this? Do I go back? How do I stay here? How do I make all those changes? And I think it's so fascinating to me, and I'm so excited to have you at Funnel Hacking Live. So again, those of you guys who listen, just go to funnelhackinglive.com, make sure you're there. Because Sarah, the part I love seeing the most is seeing the impact that you have on so many people. Even the stuff we have here, whether it's our inner circle or our fat event or whatever it might be, when you're here and you literally have this amazing ability just to talk to people and to encourage them and help them overcome just the head trash they're going through. Again, Annie Grace is wonderful. Love her as well. She's done a ton. But I think the part I love seeing the most is seeing you've overcome so many obstacles in your own personal life. And as you've done that, allows you to then to go back, even in your challenge, to help clear people's heads, to get through some of the mental trash that's holding people back, because they do want to go more. They do want to do more, but they just don't believe in themselves. And you have this insane ability to be able to install in their, change their own mindset, but then really to give them that hope. And I'm really kind of curious, as you take a look, again, I'm still blown away. You have 7,000 people going through this crazy challenge. How did you get people to actually sign up for this challenge? How long is the challenge? I mean, do they pay for the challenge? Is it a free challenge? I mean, what's the plan here? How's it working?
Yeah, we tested a paid challenge once a couple of years ago, and we went back to free. The paid was great, definitely got us higher quality people, but we get 10 times more when it's free. So we have a 2-week runway where we are running hardcore Facebook ads. We're doing social media, we're boosting, like we've got all cylinders firing, right? We got a whole machine there. Our goal is at least 500 a day through that. If not more, right? And then we have week 3, which is we start the challenge Monday through Friday. It's a 5-day challenge at noon central. And then week 4 is that's what we're in right now. Week 4 for us is bonus. So Monday's a case study. So I pitch on Friday, a softer pitch. Monday come back with the logical repitch. And then everybody's in a group, right? They're in a Facebook group. And so I feel like it's stirring. They're like swimming in this pool. And every day we go in and we stir and new people come to the surface. Like maybe last week they were distracted and busy. And so my sales team, we call them strategy coaches. They're in there talking to people, getting them on their calendars. So like our lab did a live stream today where they showed products. And at the end, we got more people on the calendar. We'll have students on tomorrow. We'll have husbands on. I'm going to actually do a webinar this time to end it, since we're going into a holiday weekend. When we're, you know, recording this, it's a holiday weekend. And so we won't have that last weekend to really push.
Sure.
But sales come in for those 2 weeks, but we hit our list. I mean, we're hitting every single way that we can to get people into our challenges.
So is it a 2-week challenge or a 4-week challenge?
We call it a 1-week challenge. Okay. It's a 2-week runway to get them in there. It's a 5-day challenge, but then we extend it for that, what I'm calling week 4 of the whole window. And then our class starts on Monday of week 5. So it creates urgency and scarcity. We do a lot of sales that last weekend, which I think this week, it'll probably happen, you know, after the holiday. Sure. We have a couple of days to kind of close in there too.
So how much do they basically invest to get to your next step with you?
Yeah. So we have just 2 simple tiers now. We've been we've had the art of complication and complexity in all our programs. And we realized the best path for us is we have a $29.97 class. It's right under $3,000. It's an 8-week hands-on program. So they go through it with a whole team. And we've done it for a couple of years now, 2 years now, where we have it really systematized. We have a community manager in there. They do things live. We critique their pricing. Like literally it's an action taking class, right? We know if people make decisions and take actions, they get results. The world rewards action takers.
They do.
Right? Which is why people at Funnel Hacking Live always get rewarded because they've made a decision and they've taken action. And that's what you have to do as an entrepreneur. Sitting at home does nothing for you. And so we get them moving. They start with making a little video of themselves. And that doesn't seem like it's a big deal, but some people are so freaked out by it. And then they do the next thing and the next thing. And pretty soon they're like, I got a client. Yeah. And they're freaking out. And then at the end of that, they get the opportunity to go to our 12-month coaching program. And then that's what we also sell at our event.
How much is that one?
12-month. I'm sorry.
How much is the 12-month program?
It's 12,000 pay in full or 1200 a month.
That's so cool.
Yep. And again, I never would have thought portrait photographers would make that kind of investment. But if you start thinking about it, one client a month at $1,000, if they follow our system, it's a no-brainer, at least $1,000 for an order. One a month pays for it, right? And then you get one a week and you're like, you have extra cash in your life. And then if you want to go full-time, you know, maybe the kids get in school or whatever, you go full-time. We have many doing six figures or multiple six figures. But I want to serve that mom who wants to stay home. And also we had one who was working in our program because she wanted to let go of her day job. You know, those golden handcuffs
that pay you
a big salary, but you don't want to leave. Well, the pandemic unlocked her handcuffs and she was let go. And all of a sudden she's in our program, right? Getting some traction. She had to go full time. It replaced her salary immediately.
Oh my gosh. It gives
me chills because she was sort of prepping this as she was working full time, which I think is smart. I think a lot of funnel hackers are doing that. They're like, I'm in this job that I can't stand, but I'm doing this on the side so that I can let go of it. And sometimes the universe speeds that process along, and that's okay.
Sarah, I get it. It's so much fun. I wish this was a video podcast just to see your face. When you start talking about, I mean, you just have this huge light, this aura around you as you're talking, just because you connect so much and you care so much about the people you work with and those single moms or those married moms or the individuals, male or female, who they're trying to figure things out, because so many struggle thinking, I could never make $1,000 a month. How in the world could I ever get there? And then I just love, again, going back, 300 people basically making $2.9 million. It was such a crazy, crazy amount to be able to do in an industry where so many people are like, oh, I'll just kind of do this on the side. It's a little hobby. If I make some extra money, no big deal. And so as I look at all that you guys are doing, what are some of the things that you're taking a look at? Again, we've come out of COVID now, or we're coming out of it. As you start looking at things, what are you looking at for the end of 2021, 2022? Where are you guys going next?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, for me, I'm loving this coaching. It's been a really big challenge. And so my word for the year was lead. And we get a word of the year for all of our students and everyone on my team. And we frame it and we send it to them to focus on that one word. And so that's where I want to grow. We're building systems. We have Sherpas, we call them, and coaches in our program who are serving our community. Because as we grow, they get less of me, right? And I've told them right up front, just like with Russell, the people who were in Russell's very first little group, right? They had Voxer access. They were like hanging out. But it's okay, because Russell's for this world to go and for all of us to keep getting input. We want Russell creating new things, right? And going out there and making things happen so we can follow in his wake. And I explain that to my community as well. So, you know, my kids are going to college. My baby's out the door soon. And we'll travel. My girls play volleyball, so we'll fly around and watch them. But I just am looking forward to really scaling. I think for me, this has kind of been a lifestyle business while it's been, you know, in the seven figures. I never wanted to sacrifice family first. Like for me, it's family is always first. I've passed down some really cool opportunities. I'm not missing the first day of kindergarten. I'm not. Right. And so I'm good with that. Cause at the end of the day, these three humans that I'm raising, they're more important to me than any amount of money, but I also love making money. So I think now I just being around people, I never thought I want to have a $5 million or $10 million a year company. And like, I see it. I mean, we can do that now that we are serving these people at such a high level. And so it's really exciting for me because I was always an athlete, right? I played volleyball my whole life and in college. And for me, it's just the challenge of being able to do that. And we raised $40,000 for Operation Underground Railroad at our event. We had our event, we went virtual this year. It was 1200, which at Funnel Hacking Live, I'm going to share like how we did it, how we got people there, how we kept 97% for 3 days. I mean, I have so many tactics in there for people that they can even two funnels that they can use, whether they have an event or not. But you start putting people together and that's how we change the world. And I know 40 grand doesn't like Russell, I know. So much more, but think if we all raise that, like entrepreneurs, I get on my soapbox because people want to make entrepreneurs feel bad about making money. I'm sorry. Entrepreneurs are the ones changing the world. We're the ones who got people through the pandemic. We're the ones who figured out how to get food delivered and how to make things safe and how, so what we made money. And I say we, not me, right? Our community of entrepreneurs. And so I'm just excited to be going into that next phase. And for me, more than anything though, it's, I had just an awesome dad. He passed a couple years ago, but he's with me every day because he taught me like, go get the skills you need to always be independent, right? To know that you can provide for yourself because you never know what life is going to bring. Yeah. And I love, we serve mostly women, probably 70 to 80% and some really cool guys, but these women who don't have supportive husbands and never had a dad like I have and are, have been put down and to be able to pour into them and watch them bloom like a flower. And they're becoming leaders. Like we have a leadership track and they're leaders in their community and they're empowering young girls and they're making the world. Like it just gives me chills to see what they're doing. I want to do more of that. That's where I'm going.
Oh my gosh. I can't wait for people to actually see you on stage at Funnel Hacking Live. Every time you talk, there is this glow that just comes around you. I wish so bad that people can actually see this as a video. I am so excited. I literally could talk to you for hours. I think it's so fun for me to see how you've used your business to put your family first. And so often people think, I got to go make money first, and I'll worry about my family later. You just did the opposite. You put your family first by growing your business. And to see how you've now taken that and are using those same skills to help other, again, 70, 80% women, whatever it might be, to do the exact same thing, to help grow and put that impact into their family first. And I've always been a huge family person myself. I'm so grateful. All of my partners are the exact same way. Todd, Russell, John, Brent, everyone I've worked around. Everybody, I don't care if it's Ryan, Dan, all of our partners, it's family first. And I think because of that, you know, I heard you talk about 40 grand for, well, 40 grand, that's 16 kids. You just saved 16 kids. They're going back with their families. And I get so excited just to see how your business is changing the lives of so many people. I mean, Sarah, I literally could talk to you for hours. I want everyone to come and see you. Most importantly, be with you at Funnel Hacking Live. Go to funnelhackinglive.com. By all means, see here. But most importantly, I want them to follow you. So what's the best way for them to reach out to you? How do more people connect with you?
Oh, gosh. I'm on Instagram mostly, sarah.petty. We have a podcast. We just hit a year. It's called the Worth Every Penny Joycast. And, you know, we teach the boutique model. So our book, Worth Every Penny, really talks to anybody who's trying to offer something higher price, right? Building a brand that is worth charging more. So that might be a place people want to connect as well.
I love it. Sarah, thank you so much. I literally could talk to you for hours on end. I can't thank you enough for all that you provided content here. I wish you all the best with your kids. And I know you got your daughter going off to Florida playing volleyball there and everything else. So excited. Thank you again. And I, again, can't thank you enough.
Thanks for having me. And I can't wait to see everybody at Funnel Hacking Live. It's my favorite week of the year.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Dave. Bye.
Well, I hope you absolutely loved all the value of that podcast.
Speaking of value right now, one of the things we're really trying to do is over-deliver. And the thing we've seen that has probably created the greatest opportunity for us to over-deliver to all of you, and that is our One Funnel Away Challenge. In fact, you can actually see it at clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. Again, clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA. If you've gone through the One Funnel Away Challenge in the past, this is something totally new. We started the One Funnel Away Challenge back in 2018, and it is now 2.5 years later, we decided to completely redo it. Everything brand new. Simplifying the process, making it just as easy as possible for you to get results quick. Just spend 30 minutes every single day, and what you're gonna get is Russell teaching you exactly what you need to do to get your funnel up and running in the next 30 days. So go to clickfunnelsradio.com/OFA, and you can get all the details there. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.